ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस Thursday morning program. This is a festival season for Lord Jagannath. All of you are aware, right? On 10th July, Jagannath will ride on chariot and will go to give darshan to everybody. Is everybody able to hear properly? So, there are many stories, but I will tell you a small story that all the queens of Krishna, they were very anxious to hear about Krishna's stories about his childhood. It's like a newly married wife would like to hear about the husband's childhood activities, what he was doing. But these queens were always hearing about Krishna's childhood activities when they were young in their houses. And then they got married with him, so they were very eager to know. And there was no eyewitness amongst them except Rohini Devi. Rohini Devi was there in Vrindavan also, because Vasudev, her husband, had sent her for protection to Nanda Maharaj, his friend, because Kamsa was very atrocious. So she was there also, then she was there in Mathura also, and then she was there in Dwarka also. So they always request her. So she would say, as soon as I tell about Krishna's childhood pastimes, immediately Krishna Balaram will come and they'll be very attracted in remembrance of their childhood. They'll call Daruka, the charioteer, set the chariot, let's go to Vrindavan. And they may not come back from there. So, with this thought, every time the queens would say, Rohini would ask them that, you want your husband in Dwarka or you want him to go to Vrindavan? So they said, no, we want our husband here. So every time that desire will come up, every time discussion will come up, every time she will say this will happen and then it will get cancelled. But one day it was like very intense and they said that we will want to hear about Krishna's childhood pastimes and also we will make arrangements that if they come, we will just stop immediately and go away. So we will put Subhadra on the door, we will close all the doors, close that door also where Subhadra is standing, and Subhadra's job is to see from distance anywhere Krishna Balaram is approaching. So we'll stop immediately and just, as if nothing has happened, will disappear. This is a good element. So then Subhadra was put outside and Rohini was put on the dais and all queens, including Devaki. So Devaki also did not see Krishna's childhood pastimes. He just, only few minutes, some dialogue, and then child went away. So she also was very eager to know how he stole butter, how he lifted Govardhan and what all he did. So she also was there in the assembly. And then the discussion started, stories started, and you know, Rohini, one who has given birth to Balaram, so much love for Krishna and Balaram, such an example of Vatsalya. And she was narrating with so much love the childhood activities of her own children, Krishna and Balaram. It was so sweet and engrossing. All the queens were totally absorbed. They forgot everything, who they were, where they were, and what they were doing. It was fully absorbed in listening. And so was Subhadra, who was standing at the door. And when she heard, she also became ecstatic. She also lost her composure. She also started crying, tears, and hair standing on end. And she was trembling with ecstasy. And finally she fell down unconscious. So the guard which was kept there, she came unconscious. And they were thinking that, not to worry, you know, guard is there, so we can just get lost in the absorption. The guard within few minutes fell down, and sure enough, Krishna and Balaram came there. That is the beauty of Krishna's pastimes. When we narrate Krishna's pastimes, you have to have faith that Krishna and Balaram come there. And when they come there, their invisible but presence gives you the benefit of their association. So you have to have this faith. As whenever there is Ramlila being narrated, who is there? Hanuman is there already. Of course, Ram also is there, but Hanumanji specifically appears. And their invisible appearance and presence gives us a lot of purification. So, sure enough, Krishna Balaram came. And they were wondering what happened to our sister. So, they were looking here and there, they understood something is happening inside the door. So, they put their ears on the door and they started hearing their own pastimes. And all the symptoms of ecstasy started manifesting in the body of Krishna and Balaram, including the tears and hair standing on end and throat getting choked up, body trembling, weird kind of facial expressions, big eyes, tears and with wide smile reaching up to the ears. And finally, when the speak of Krishna's pastimes took place in narration, they both fell down unconscious. There's something called a stambha. Stambha means they became stunned like a rock. No movements anymore. They're just like rock. In that position, that's called Mahabhav. They fell down. And when they fell down, nobody knew what's happening inside, outside. Inside there's stories going on. Outside these three personalities have fallen down. And our dear Narad Muni is flying in the sky, chanting the names of the Lord. And suddenly he sees that this is the most wonderful darshan. What happened to my Lord? Why is he looking like this? He has no legs. Subhadra Devi has no arms also. And my dear Lords have arms but no fingers and no palms. What is gone wrong? So he descended down. While he was contemplating what is going on here, he felt something unusual. Eruption of ecstatic love in his heart, which he was unable to understand because he is a great devotee who has deep love for the Lord anyways, constantly in his heart. But this eruption of waves of love that he experienced was something very unusual, which he also could not figure out why this is happening, why he is contemplating what is the reason. At the same time, he is also wondering what is happening inside. This went on for a long time and he was experiencing that tremendous waves of ecstasy newly appearing in his heart. Long time that exchange took place. And then he went and touched the body of the Lord. And as soon as he touched the body of the Lord, all the Lords, Subhadra Devi also, they came back in their normal condition. They recovered from their ecstasy and they assumed their normal form. Their hands and legs became all normal and they stood up. So Narad Muni fell down in lotus feet of the Lord and he said that, my Lord, what is the reason behind all these things? The Lord said, I heard my own pastimes. So I became ecstatic. Narad Muni said that this form gave me an unusual experience of love for you, which I have even not experienced before. Now the point I want to make today in this small story is the compassion in the heart of a saintly person is unbelievable. Now, whatever they do, wherever they go, the compassion aspect of their personality is very overwhelming within themselves. For example, if you go to some marriage and a mother is there without children in the marriage, for example, and the mother is seeing jalebi and rabdi and cake and trifle pudding and so many things which the children love, and she has gone to marriage alone, before eating, what she will think? Oh, I wish my children would be there. I would have given this jalebi and trifle pudding to them. So before even the mother enjoys the sweets on the menu, she will remember her children. But it is still a limited concept that she will only remember her children. Maybe her brother's son she will remember. But she will not remember all children from Gopal's garden. Because her domain of thinking is also limited. But saintly people, their family is global. And actually not global. Global means only this globe. Universal. Not only universal. Creation. Wherever the creation is. Of course material, not spiritual. Because material creation, all people are like us, bound here, suffering and struggling also. In spiritual world, everybody is enjoying with Krishna with pure love. So Narad Muni, even though he was engrossed completely in enjoying the ecstasy, He never forgot all the people like you and me in the material world, which were there that time and which would be coming in the future in the cycles of birth and death. So this compassion is actually the origin is in the Lord. And the saintly people, when they become saintly, they imbibe this compassion in their heart. And more than their own enjoyment and own experiences, the compassion is overwhelming. The love that they feel for others, the concern, the caring feeling that they have for others is always dominating their everything else which this meant for themselves. So as soon as Narad Muni enjoyed this unusual experience of love, just by beholding the beautiful forms of the three lords, immediately thought of all of us. And he said, I want a benediction from you. Now somebody will say, "Arey, first thing you are asking benediction, what kind of a devotee you are?" But his reason of asking benediction was not for himself. Spiritually, if you get anything, you always want to share immediately. Suppose today you get 1 crore of rupees, lottery lag gaya, you will tell only your closest friends or relatives and you will not tell anybody. Any material gain that you have, suppose you gain 1 crore rupees in your shares this time or some investment, you will not tell anybody. Or you bought a car and you will not tell the price to everybody exactly. But if you get spiritual happiness, you will not keep it to yourself. Immediately you want to share. This is the nature between you and me also and Narad Muni also. Everybody who gets spiritual experience, they want to share with everybody. But there is nothing to lose in that. Only gain is there, because I share and you get, and I also increase in my wealth of spiritual knowledge. So like that, Narad Muni is asking for the benediction. So what benediction he asked? My Lord, I want you to appear in the same form that I saw a couple of minutes ago. So that by just beholding your form, people will develop the same kind of love that I experienced unusually in my heart. Never before I experienced such pleasure. And all those people in the material world are suffering birth, old age, disease and death, and miseries from other living entities, miseries from the nature, miseries by our own self, body and mind. I am feeling bad for them. And I am always finding that they are not much interested into various spiritual procedures. They are lost into material enjoyments. I want some easy way out. Just by doing something, if they can get the ultimate thing, it looks like I found it now. They have to just go and see you in this form, wherever you will appear. And just by seeing you, they will develop that experience of unusual eruptions of love, spiritual love for you. And that itself will purify them and will make them eligible to go back home to your house, the kingdom of Godhead. Looking at the compassion in the heart of Narad Muni, immediately Lord said, yes, tathastu. And that is why Jagannath is the way he is. This story was narrated by Narad Muni later on to King Indradumna. Because it was a long story, take hours and hours together. When Vishwakarma came in the form of old form to carve the Daru Brahma, he had told that I should not be disturbed by anybody. I will be closed doors. Until I come out, nobody should knock my door or nobody should disturb me. If you do that, I will leave. And many days passed and Gundicha Devi, his wife, King Indradumna's wife, said that, "Arey, what kind of a king and host you are? Such an old man. You don't even ask him about the food. He immediately accepted and he closed doors and no food is going inside. What if he dies inside out of hunger?" So king became really worried. So he was every day going up and down, but he could not dare to knock the door. And then 15 days passed and the king was really now feeling that better I knock the door. So he knocked and he just pushed the door, banged the door, opened the door. And lo and behold, there was nobody inside. The old man had gone. And there were half done murtis, with hands like this and no legs carved and only. So he was so morose that, see, again I lost the Lord. I've been searching the Lord for so many years now. I'm traveling with my whole army. I've come to Purushottam Kshetra. And finally, I got the blessing that Daru Brahman appeared, and I got a carving person also, celestial person appeared, and he was going to make it, and I still, look at me, I am, how impatient I am. So he started crying and he actually fell unconscious, lamenting, what an unfortunate person I am. In this lifetime, doesn't look like I'll meet the Lord. So at that peak of his emotional situation, Narad Muni appeared. And he told him the story that I just told you. That do not think this is incomplete forms. This is complete, perfect forms of the Lord, in which Lord wanted to appear. And this is the story behind it. And this is the way they wanted to appear, because I have seen this form much, much before, live. Now they have come in the divine wooden form. And this is the same form which I beheld many years ago. And in response to my prayer, the Lord has given us benediction that He will come in this form. Now please install these forms. So this is the way Lord Jagannath appeared. And also, originally why He appeared like this was because when gopis went to Kurukshetra to meet the Lord after 112 years of leaving Vrindavan, when Lord was 125 years old, just at the beginning of Mahabharat war, after so many years of separation, the Lord called them to Kurukshetra to meet them. And they thought, we will meet a village boy whom they had seen parting from Vrindavan. So they had that image in their mind, ki our Lord, our beloved, our darling is 10-year-old boy. Now he has become a king with thousands of wives and army and ministers and official situation and dress code and chariot and so many things which they never imagined. It's like Manmohan Singh was, suppose, in Punjab, and some schoolmates were there and they were with school with him. And then they came to know he's become prime minister. They didn't see him after so many years. And they want to go to meet him in the village when he has come to village from vacation. What they will imagine? It's a small Manmohan. Now he's become 80-year-old. He looks different. And a lot of security guards and a lot of people in front of, and there are a lot of formalities and security codes and protocols, and they feel very uncomfortable that we used to play goti with you. We used to eat malai kofta with you, sharing half of from your mouth. Now this is too much. Now we can't relate with you. Can we meet in your house where nobody is there around? But not possible now. So they will be morose. So like that, gopis are thinking that we'll meet our 10-year-old coward boy with one mala in the neck, with peacock feather on the head, and you know, with a very informal, no chappals, and you know, with a stick in a hand and playing flute and all kinds of things they are imagining. But nothing of this thing was found in Kurukshetra when they saw him. They only saw a huge army before, in an arrayed, like beautiful configuration. And then appeared one chariot, huge chariot, and lot of people on the chariot. And in between was a shining personality with dazzling dresses, with effulgent crown on the head. They still couldn't figure out who is this person. So beautiful, so attractive. The chariot came closer and they thought, understood that, oh, this has to be Krishna, the way he looks. But why is he wearing this kind of dresses? Why doesn't he wear pitambar? Of course he was wearing pitambar. But why is he wearing crowns and all this official entourage and security guards and all those chariots and so many beautiful queens dressed up gorgeously, opulently? Why doesn't he just come with a stick out and start herding cows with us? But it was not possible. They were all getting intimidated with the situations around them. You can imagine village girls, you know, standing on the Bombay street and so much of traffic and so much of police and everybody stopping you. Very uncomfortable they were. And then they came to know at one point of time, there is Krishna only. And those are the beautiful ladies, they are his queens. And by the way, there is also Balram and there is also Subhadra, all on chariot, and it looks impossible for us to meet them. There is no question of our getting, going and, you know, chatting with the way we used to do in Vrindavan. So they came to know, okay, it's impossible. This vision is only for our eyes and not for our heart. Heart was in pain and they suffered it. It is explained by many acharyas that whatever they suffered for 112 years in Vrindavan, it was too much. They would break their garlands and beat their chest and break all the food items, the laddus and everything, because he would not come. Every day they would prepare for him, every morning. Every night he would not come, and they would lie on the earth of Vrindavan, beating their chest, crying rivers of tears that my Lord has not come. And again they'll get up in the morning and start dressing up themselves and start decorating everything and start cooking feast. And again he will not come. And that way they spend not 1 week, not 1 month, 112 years, 10 years of union, a decade of union and a century of separation. This is the situation. They never gave up. बहुत हो गया अभी, एक साल हो गया अभी तो नहीं आएगा, forget about it. No, every single day with increasing enthusiasm, with increasing hope, they were waiting for Krishna. And here they were, after so much of long time, actually seeing Krishna. But unfortunately, not the way they thought they would see. So it is explained by Acharyas, it was a more of an emotional disaster for them than what they suffered when he was not there. So they suffered intense pains of separation there in Kurukshetra while seeing Krishna for after 112 years. So what they did, they became so much intense emotionally that in their mind, in the heart, they tied a rope to those chariots and they pulled those chariots in the heart. Say, don't be here, just come. And they were not coming, so they pulled that chariot of three of them in their heart back to Vrindavan. You can imagine what kind of mental state they must be in, so intense emotionally. So original Rath Yatra concept came from there because gopis pulled the chariot in the heart back to Vrindavan. And that form of ecstasy that Narad Muni saw, and it is there for us. So what is the benediction of Jagannath Puri? That is Lord of Dwarka residing in Jagannath Puri. He is a Lord of Aishwarya, not like Vrindavan, he is full of Aishwarya, Dwarkadish. But staying in Jagannath Puri, what is his mood? His mood is in separation from Vrindavan. He is longing for Vrindavan. And one more thing he does there, he eats a lot there. In our medical science, it is explained that all the patients of depression are always obese and overweight. Why is that? Because to combat with the depression that they have, they just keep eating something. You know, they want to just engage themselves and they want to keep eating all time. Although they're hungry or not hungry, they keep eating something. Various tastes they are trying to enjoy and trying to keep away the depression. But somehow it doesn't go like that. And they go on eating and eating, and always mostly chronic patients of depression are, you can see their face is quite drawn up, the body is quite bloated. So you can see the chronic patient. The acute patient early may not be so obese. So they said, Lord is in depression, in separation from the friends of Vrindavan. So to combat with the separation, he keeps on eating. So it's called Annakshetra. He is eating Chappan Bhoga. And he doesn't eat in a small melaman plate. His plates means there are big pots, earthen pots, which can contain 25-30 kilos of cooked rice. And similarly dal, and similarly sabjis, and similarly sweets, and similarly many more objects. And as and when they cook, they go on offering. It's not that a scheduled time is, of course there are some scheduled times, but as and when the items are ready, they just go. With nice music in front, and guards in front, and shaded area, the sun rays should not fall, no animal should be around, no trespassers should be there, they will be all stopped. And with great music and pomp and glory, the food items will go. Again, behind there is guards, and behind there are musicians, and again behind there are guards to cover up the whole assembly of prasad. And that's how the Lord accepts the food. And then next time, and then next time, and next time. Full day from beginning to end, 56 items. And Lakshmi Devi is the mistress, the chief cook. And the kitchen has 700 burners. And each burner has 4 pots, one on top of other one. And by the way, one of the miracles of Jagannath Puri is the topmost pot gets cooked first. What is your logic say, scientific logic? That if the topmost pot has to get cooked, the lower one has to get burnt. Then only the topmost will get cooked. This is our science tells. But all the science fails in Jagannath Puri. The lower pot gets cooked the last. The upper pot, the fourth one, gets cooked the first. That is put down, then second one put down, then third one, then the fourth one. Another scientific principle that fails in Jagannath Puri. You must go and witness this. The air blows this way and the flag on Jagannath blows this way. Exactly. You have to go and see it to believe what I am saying. And there are many more miracles like that. No bird can just cross over the temple across. It has to go like this only. Circumambulating. You cannot just cross. Like Himalayas, no mountain, no aeroplane can go across Himalayas. You have to just circumvent the Himalayas and then go across to China. You just can't take a flight over Himalayas because Himalayan range is invisible after some time and it goes on existing till heavenly planets. It is not only on earth. So you can't just go like this. The planes are, if they try to go that, the planes disappear. You don't know where they go. It's like that. So this is Jagannath Puri, and the same Lord is available to all of us. And you have to understand that all because of the mercy of Narad Muni. If he had just enjoyed himself and said, "Thank you, my Lord," and gone away, then today you and me wouldn't have Jagannath in this world. And what is the benediction? Just go there and see him and let him see you. That is called Netrotsav. Stand there. Even if a blind person goes there, no problem. Because the blind person also has faith that he sees me. One blind person was asked by somebody, "Why go to temple? You don't see anything." He said, "I don't go to see the Lord. I want to the Lord to see me. And I'm sure that he sees me. So I go there to give my attendance." That is the faith the devotee has. And the second thing is, just eat the prasad of Jagannath. It is said, if you eat the prasad of Jagannath, you will not take birth again in this mortal world. Simply by eating Jagannath prasad. Because extraordinary prasad. And that too, on those 9 days when Lord Jagannath goes on chariot to Gundicha and stays there for 9 days, the devotees there cook in the mood of Brijvasis, because that is supposed to be Gupta Vrindavan. He goes to visit his Brijvasi friends in Vrindavan. That is the mood. He is pulled from Dwarka, from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. So those devotees, when they cook for the 9 days, the prasad becomes superfluously tasty, unlimitedly extraordinarily tasty. So that prasad is even much more powerful spiritually than the other prasad that you get throughout the year. But nonetheless, both are transcendentally powerful. It can liberate you from the bondage of material world. Very simple. But you just go there and behold the Lord. And also one more benediction is there. That if you go and behold the Lord throughout the year, you'll still get delivered. But he said, when he's sitting on the chariot, Ratha Ruda Gachat, when he's on the Rath, eager to go to Vrindavan, being pulled by his loving devotees, that time is most merciful. If you see him that time, fold your hands. One is you see him. Five things you can note down. One is you see him. Second is you see and fold your hands and offer prayers. Third is you fall on the ground and offer Dandavat Pranam. Fourth is that you touch the rope which is pulling the chariot. And fourth is actually you pull the chariot. If you do one of the five things, two of the five things, or five of the five things, you will not take birth again in this world. That is the benediction. And you can be Christian, you can be Yavana, Mlecha, Chandal, or anybody. Even a dog sees the Lord on the chariot, will go back to Godhead. That kind of benediction, Lord has made it available for us simply by the compassionate nature of a saintly personality. So it is said, our lives, we attempt little bit spiritually, whatever little bit we do here and there, all credit goes to the saintly people. Our life is by the mercy of the saintly people. Thakur Bhakti Vinod wrote a poetry also. But our life is simply made out of the mercy of saintly people. Nothing is our credit that I chanted, I did some service. Even the holy name is the blessing of saintly people which has come to us. Even the chanting holy name, the capacity and desire come from the Lord. The holy place is available because of Lord's mercy and devotee's mercy. So whatever you may think you are doing is all by the inspiration of the saintly people who had given us association and revealed these secrets to us. So that we understand, hear, understand and execute. And we keep hearing again and again to get more inspiration to understand. That is the mercy of the Lord. So do not miss any opportunity. No, you may be a Christian, you may be Muslim, you may be from America, you may be South African, who knows who is who. But the Lord is not allowing, I mean, the devotees there don't allow anybody except Hindus to go in temple. But the Lord breaks all the rules and comes out and gives darshan to everybody. And not only gives darshan to everybody, but he allows everybody to embrace him. Maybe a black African or white American or blue or yellow Chinese. Anybody on earth can climb the chariot and embrace the Lord. If you don't want to embrace, Pujari will force you to embrace. That is the mood there. Mercy and mercy and take in abundance. Don't hesitate. Don't feel shy. Don't be what you call, you know, very formal. There's nothing formal there. Everybody climbs the chariot and just falls on the body. And a person like me also wants to embrace him. I can only embrace him this much only. Rest all is unembraceable. He is so big. So much mercy is available. And nobody can go there and feel morose. Everyone just feels ecstatic to be there. To behold and to eat and to pull the chariot, to see the Lord, to embrace him. Multiples of activities. And he is decorated in a very gorgeous way. Unusually, not like other times in the year. His baggages are packed. His food is packed. His dress is packed. Everything is packed. All trunks are there behind that chariot. In the chariot. As soon as the rat stops, Pujari is immediately bring his food. Like we all know. Hare, Karzat has come. Go, let Batata Vadas come immediately. Immediately everything is there. Somebody goes and brings up. Hare, Batata Vada and chilies. Like that. As soon as the Lord stops, immediately the food goes. On the road. All the bags are there. When Lord goes in the Gundicha temple, the bags are carried afterwards with all the paraphernalia and the jewellery and the dresses. And he settled there for a few days. They open the bags and dress him, again close the bags, again pack the bags, again go back. It's like a great picnic for the Lord. Very wonderful atmosphere. So much preparation, so much anticipation, so much of joy, so much of bliss. You have to be there sometimes in life, at least once in life. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mai Ki. Is there any comments or questions? Anybody wants to ask about the lecture or anything else? Yes, yes, please, come. Frustrating. Like that you must be. You can think of the gopis that they went to Kurukshetra. You can imagine, Sumat Bhatia must have heard that now finally after 112 years the Lord is thinking of calling us, so we will meet him. And they went there, and no, you cannot say that your frustration is as much as their frustration. They must have suffered so much. Like I always give an example, you know. Let's suppose you are very hungry, extremely hungry. And then you go to a place where exactly the food that you love is cooked. By the best possible cook of that particular land from where the food is being cooked. Like South Indian, for example. The South Indian, age-old, 50-year-old lady is cooking the same kind of food that you love the most. And the cuisine is displayed in front of you. And you are there, you are hungry, maybe morning, afternoon, evening, you have not taken food, you are travelling, nothing has been available to you. And you go there and you have taken bath, you are fresh now, ready to eat. And you are told, you cannot eat this food. So right in front of your eyes. While you were in the train, you could not eat anything. Nothing was in front of your eyes. So you are hungry, but you can't eat things that you want and they are not available also. But now you are hungry and what you want is available to you right in front of your eyes with a hands approach. But you are told you cannot take it. What kind of failure will you undergo? You will be given some soup, you know, some diabetic, hypertensive, low salt, low calorie soup. So this is the food today for you. Doctor has already prescribed for you. You can't eat this food. So what kind of frustration will you go through? Something like that. It's a very crude example I gave you. Something like that, much more in multitudes, what the gopis underwent. So much of frustration that a lot of their life was in front of their eyes, but they could not relate to him, could not meet him, could not talk to him. He was there, but he was in different form. They just couldn't talk to him. So if you cannot go, think of the gopis then they had Rath Yatra in the heart. So you can have Rath Yatra in your heart. That's possible. They were successful because of their meditation. Today you have a festival, eternally celebrated festival because of their meditation only. They just had deep, intense meditation on the basis based on which the whole universe is celebrating Rath Yatra eternally. Bhaktivedanta Hospital is celebrating every single day. Yes, madam, something you are asking. Oh, you are reminding me of so many things. If you are ready to sit till 12 o'clock, I have no problem. See, what happened was, Lord got sick and you know, he took public bath on Jyeshtha Purnima day. Morning sunrise to evening sunset, the people are just pouring cold water on him. I confirmed that. They are not putting hot water, they are only putting cold water. So by the end of the day, he gets cold and he gets sick. So he goes in Antapur, seclusion, darshan closed. The inner reason behind it is that whole the year is standing with brother and sister. Now he wants to meet his wife. So there is a reason for meeting his wife alone in seclusion. So he is externally sick. He is getting all the kashayas and kadas and all dietary. Different thing, not chappan boga, but actually he is sitting with his wife. At the end of 15 days, when his fever goes away, he tells his friends that, arrange chariots, I want to go out, I am a little bored, you know, sitting in the house, not meeting anybody. My life is simply looking at people and meeting people and smiling at them and giving blessing to them. And now 15 days, there is no devotees, I want to just go out and have a nice outing. So they arrange chariot and he goes. And after he goes, Lakshmi comes to know that he has gone. That too only brother and sister. He didn't even tell me. He didn't even take me. You can imagine, no, how? So the Lord has to go to undergo so many variety of experiences that you and me also undergo. What to do? Lord is in ecstasy. He is going out, you know. But Lakshmi is very angry. But initially not so angry. She wants to just go and meet him. So she just is angry, but not so angry like later on. So I have seen at 1 o'clock in the night, you know, there was actually so much rain at 1 o'clock in the night on the day of Hera Panchami that water was waist deep and we were all walking in the waist deep water and all the pujaris of Lakshmi are walking in waist deep water with her in palanquin and walking like this, you know. I can see, my God, look and see the enthusiasm at 1 o'clock in the night. Lakshmi Devi is so angry and eager to see her Lord and she goes there and lo and behold, when she comes right near the temple, Jagannath says, close my door. I don't want to meet her in this situation, it's very embarrassing. By the way, take one garland from my side and give her. So as soon as she sees, in front of her eyes, the doors are closed. You can imagine the insult. I have come to meet you all the way in the middle of the night. And how dare you close the door on my face? This is too much. And that you are throwing one garland on me. What do you think of yourself? So she doesn't even enter the temple. She goes around temple, comes back, and breaks the spokes of the chariot by which Jagannath has come in. And she says, you come back, then I will show you. Because your whole existence here is based on mammam. And I cook that. I am the chief cook of the whole 1 acre kitchen that you are depending on. You come back, I will show you. And she goes back. It is said that she bangs her heel on the ground and goes back. You can imagine, no, how must be like. And first thing she does after going back, it destroys all the chulas, all 700 to the ground. That means no more attempt to cook also. If you want to cook also, you can't cook. And then our Lord is enjoying there, you know, he doesn't bother so much. He hears the news, she was angry, she went away and all, but he doesn't know detailed news exactly what's going to happen. She goes, breaks the kitchen and goes angrily inside the chambers. And after 9 days, the Lord is enjoying, coming back, you know, ceremoniously and music and dancing, everybody is enjoying. And the Lord is very happy to return back home. And imagine, in the evening time, he thinks that I'll go inside. And Lakshmi Devi gets the news, he's coming. So she comes very angry, with her arms on her waist. See, now you have come. As soon as he wants to get in,
door is closed.
Thank you very much for your kindness of coming. I will not let you come in. And Jagannath pleads. But today also, the full long Jagannath deity is bending like this. Full body, full length body is like this. 1, 2, 10, 20. Please forgive me. I will not do it again. And the Lakshmi Devi is not ready to listen. She bangs and she goes away. And the Lord starts crying. So the friends also start crying like anything. Our Lord is crying and his wife is not allowing to go inside. What to do? So then whole evening they cry. Everybody cries. Hopelessly, you know. Now what is the hope? In the middle of the night they get idea. He will decorate you beautifully. With only gold in your ornaments. The whole night they spend. Suppose somebody, suppose you are getting married, for example. How many of you are married, for example? Who is married? Can raise hand? Okay. Suppose you are married and you are getting decorated. You feel happy, no? But here the Lord is crying and they are decorating him. So only unique decoration that instead of feeling happy, because he's not sure whether I will do this trick and it will work or not. But that great hope the friends are decorating him. All gold, everything of gold, right from crown to the dress, to the ornaments, to dhoti, everything is made of gold. And today, practically today, the whole gold weighs 1,000 kilos, only of Jagannath. And the detailed description is there of what kind of garlands and what kind of flower garlands and what kind of flowers made of gold. Crown made of gold, hands made of gold, feet of gold, gold, feet, decoration with gold, ankle bells. Like that, the description is there. And with fully decorated, the Lord is standing, no sleep in the night, only crying, with makeup. And next day again she comes and sees, let me see what is happening in the now. And she opens the door and she sees the beautiful Lord decorated with so much of ornaments. All her anger melts away. She doesn't even remember that she was angry. And she starts smiling and immediately she welcomes the Lord and she takes him inside. Like that. Hera Panchami. Hera means he wants to go and see. Bengali, Odia, Hera means to see. So on the Panchami day, on the Dvitiya day, Ashada Dvitiya, the chariot goes. And third day she goes. And she comes back immediately. And ninth day, he comes back. After nine days, Ekadashi day is Bahuda Yatra, return Yatra. And Dwadashi day, he is allowed to go inside again. Everything settled, happy. Again, food is coming. Kitchen is reconstructed by Devi. Food is cooked freshly. And one night starving, one night tears, oceans of tears. Next day, everything is fine. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any other question is there? Anybody? So don't feel bad. In Krishna consciousness, there is two kinds of happiness. One is the happiness of union, and one is the happiness of separation. Happiness of separation. Ek share bolu kya? Milap se bhi jyada maza hai intizar mein. हाँ, मिलाप से भी ज़्यादा मज़ा है इंतज़ार में. अगर मिलाप नहीं है तो क्या मज़ा है इंतज़ार में. सो ऑल दी हैप्पीनेस इन एंटिसिपेशन इज देयर व्हेन देयर इज यूनियन. बट इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट देयर इज मच मोर डीपर हैप्पीनेस इन एंटिसिपेशन. ऑल ऑफ दोज हू आर मैरिड, व्हाट वाज़ द हैप्पीएस्ट पीरियड ऑफ योर लाइफ? प्लीज टेल मी ऑनेस्टली. It is the time between engagement and marriage. So only yet you are eagerly waiting and you are so happy. Those phone calls and those meeting for half an hour somewhere in the restaurant or some garden, and in anticipation that we are going to live together now. And there they live thereafter, happily ever after, like that we have read stories. It will happen to us also, that we'll live happily hereafter, thereafter, but look that time onwards. And the real happiness was there, true happiness, with not mixed with any sorrow, from engagement to the marriage, in anticipation. So this is a crude example again, but the principle behind it is that when you are waiting for union, it is much more deeper happiness. than actual union. And you meet and then you separate, it is much more intense than that also. It's like you eat very nice, wonderful feast. Next day you suffer a lot. One next day only dal chawal is there. Yesterday was such a big feast in marriage of my brother, and today simple dal chawal. So you enjoyed yesterday, but the enjoyment is resulting into distress today, because today is not available again. Again my brother has to get married, second brother, then only the feast will come again. It's like that. So please ask any question, is there? You have some time. Yes, Mayuru Mavshi, you have some question? Yeah, live telecast is there. Yes, yes, yes. Your prayers will reach any time of the day, of the year, or of life. Prayers have such power, because you have to understand philosophically, prayers are not material. Of course, we don't pray for, you know, getting a good husband and my son should get good grades in SSC. These are material prayers, they are not spiritual. We are talking about spiritual prayers. Spiritual prayers, they begin from soul and reach the super soul. So no material impediment can stop you from reaching your prayers to the Lord. What to speak of here to Jagannath Puri? Even if some of your relative, who is your grandma or grandpa or great grandpa, is no more in this world, if you pray for him today, wherever he is, your prayer will reach him. I mean, reach and give benefit to him that you are praying to the Lord for him. I always pray on 24th March for my grandma who left in 1973 when I was 10 years old. Today also on that day I pray for her, and I have faith that whatever lifetime she must have changed and gone to different bodies, the soul, wherever the soul is, will receive the benefit of my prayer. So prayers are very powerful, and we should have faith that Lord may be in Golok Vrindavan. Your prayers will always reach him, provided they are offered with sincere, intense feelings, genuinely and sincerely. You may be, from your point of view, a very insignificant person. From the point of view of Lord, I may feel I am so insignificant. But even from the insignificant situation, if you offer prayers, Lord will receive your prayers. Here in the material world, everything is opposite. The bigger the man is, the more difficult to approach him, right? Today you want to approach Pranab Mukherjee, for example. It's so difficult for you. Maybe in this lifetime you will keep on attempting and it may not be still possible for you. But who is Pranab Mukherjee? A mortal soul running up one country for some time as a president. But you can see Supreme Lord's position, nobody can be higher than him. That personality, the contrast is, he is easily available, approachable, through his holy names, through prayers, through love, through sincere feelings. You can immediately approach him. And you may not, because we are so material, we cannot feel his response, but his response is always there. With that faith we pray. Even if you don't open your television, you close your eyes and offer prayers, it will reach him. It is not that only physically one who reaches, he gets a benefit. Of course it is benefited. He is benefited. But those who cannot go with so many reasons and difficulties, we should not feel we are, you know, we don't have the privilege. Prayers can break all barriers and touch the heart of the Lord and melt it also. And all blessings will flow to you. So we should always pray. Whenever we feel that we are materially or physically helpless, we should offer prayers. Great faith that my Lord is not like any big man in the world. My Lord is biggest, but he is very unique. That is easily available to the most insignificant soul like me through the prayers. So prayers are such a great hope for us. Or you can come to Mira Road on the same day there is Rath Yatra. It's not different. If your bhav is very sincere and pure, you will get the same experience and feeling as if you are in Jagannath Puri. Ultimately, nothing is physical in spiritual life. Everything is spiritual. Everything is from heart to heart. It's a matter of heart, that we say always. Spiritual life is a matter of heart. It's not a matter of words or body or anything, or material things. Please come to Mira Road at 2 p.m. on 10th July. And if it is also too much crowded, then you can please come, I earnestly invite you, on 13th of July at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. In the small and private Rath Yatra. So you can have individual interactions. You can cook bhoga also and bring to Bhaktivedanta Hospital on 13th of July before 12 o'clock. And between 2 and 5 we'll have 4 rounds of Rath Yatra around the hospital. And if you assure me you're going to come, I will give one round to only you, Bhakti Gopal Garden people. Only everybody else will watch and only Gopal Garden team will pull the chariot. But you tell me in advance, I will get it approved that way. Anybody else? Any question? Yes. Ideal prayer is only one. Please engage me in your service. So, you do not have eloquent words. You do not have words to explain what you actually feel like. Don't worry about it. Only one thing you say. Please engage me in your service. Always, wherever I am, whatever I am, whichever state I am, whichever place I am, please make sure that I always, even if I don't like, still you keep me in your service. Because sometimes you may go into Maya and you don't want to serve the Lord. Still my Lord, even if I go in that stage, please put me in your service. Even if I want to go away from you, please don't leave me. The Lord is such a kind personality. It is said that once you say Tava Asmin, that means I am yours, once, and you may forget it for whole life that you are said like that, but Lord never forgets that once you said I am yours my Lord. And then you may choose by your will, I don't want to be yours. Still, because once you said, it is registered so nicely, the Lord will never leave you. When Bibhishan came to meet Lord Ram, to join him, he had come with 4 other demons. They were standing in the sky, not yet landed on the ground. And then the plea came that they want to join you. And everybody gave opinion. Hey, don't take, he's a enemy's brother, he may be a spying agent from his side and Saul may be a drama, don't succumb to the drama, either arrest him or kill him or reject him. Everybody said the same thing. Then Lord turned to Hanuman and Lord asked him, Hanuman, what do you think? You are quiet, you are not opining. He said, you are asking me, so I am telling you that have full trust on him. Because in the middle of Lanka, he was the only one chanting Lord Ram's, your name, so boldly and openly. His house was fully decorated with your name. And one time Ravan visited his house and Ravan said, what is this? Your home is decorated with Ram's name, my enemy's name. He said, no my Lord, it's only your name. He said, Ra is Ravan, Ma is Mandodari. He had such conviction and devotion and such fervor, you know, such determination he had to remain your devotee in the middle of negative situation. His house was decorated with Shankar Chakra Padma Gata in front. So he said, I feel that you accept him. I have full faith in him. And then in the end, Lord Ram spoke and he said, I want to tell all of you that whoever says once that I want to surrender to you, I am yours, I will eternally accept him as my friend or whatever servant or my child. And then he says, even if today Ravan comes and says, I am sorry, I made a mistake, here is your wife and I surrender to you, I will forgive him and accept him as my friend. What to speak of Vibhishan? You can see the magnanimity of the Lord. So we have such a great master. Today you say, Master, I love you, and tomorrow you say, Master, I don't want to be yours. Still the Master will never leave you. Such a great Master we have. And that's why our life is glorious. If we take shelter of the Lord, then our life is glorious. And if you say once, that's why we make always everybody say promptly, please my lord, I am yours, please accept me as your own, please engage me in your service, at least mechanically, or at least prompted, or at least encouragement, or whatever, make it happen. But once you say that, the Lord is obliged to take care of you, and He will never leave you. But you don't chant like that when you chant Ram's name, huh? Ravan Mandodari, Ravan Mandodari. Because ultimately Lord is Bhavagrahi, you know. If you say Ravan Mandodari, Ram, 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 then the benefit will not be there for you. He just wanted to handle or deal with Ravan. So he just had that instant beautiful answer that he gave, which convinced Ravan, yes, yes, you see, my brother is chanting only my name. Everywhere in the house only my name is there. Hare Krishna. So I think, shall we end here? Thank you very much for allowing me to be with you. Hare Krishna.